It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
They always say that the best way to get out of the friend zone is by using your mouth. And that's what Cassidy plans to do today with the Awkward Tuesday phone call. She's going to use her mouth to say words that will hopefully get her out of the friend zone. I don't know what you guys are thinking about, but that's what I meant.
I think both were right.
Missed the first part of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. Cassidy wants to call this dude named Peter. They worked together. She thought he was super hot. They ended up hanging out, but it seems like she's been friend zoned and she's about to leave the company and wants to try one last time to let him know that she's interested in being more than a friend. All right, Cassidy, are you about ready to make your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Have you done this before? Have you ever been the first one to make a move in a relationship?
I mean, this is going to sound terrible, but no, I've never had to.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. That's okay. What do you think your strategy is for this?
I'm going to try honesty. I'm just going to try and be direct and remind him how good of friends we are and see if I can, convince him.
Yeah. Well, right. And that's a great foundation for a relationship. It really is.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to convince him to date me.
Mm. All right, I'm going to dial his phone right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Peter, it's Cassidy.
Oh, hey, Cassidy. How's it going?
Fine. Just hanging out. How's your day going?
Not too bad. Just went for a run back at the house now. Took care of the dog.
Oh, give Lucy a kiss for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will.
It's something I wanted to talk to you about, and it's a little weird, but I've been really having fun getting to know you the past little couple of months here.
Oh, thank you. You're awesome too. You're great. I have so much fun with you. You know that.
Yeah, we do have fun, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Yeah, I agree. So that kind of leads me to my main point, I guess, is we've been hanging out a lot lately, and I just feel like that kind of stuff we've been doing, picking up your dry cleaning and just walking your dog, I feel like maybe I've kind of been friend-zoned by you.
What?
I feel like maybe you think of me as a friend and nothing more. Am I reading that right?
Kind of.
Here's the thing. I just accepted this job offer, so I'm actually going to leave our company.
Oh, wow. That sucks. I mean, it's great that you got a new job or a better one, but it's lame that we're not going to be working together anymore.
I know, but I was thinking, I still would like to see you, and to be honest, I've kind of had a thing for you for a while, like a romantic thing, I have a crush on you, and I want to see if something could happen between us. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Wow. Are you sure that's a thing you want to be doing right now?
I mean, yeah, why not?
I imagine at your current state with everything that you're kind of going through. I don't know. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I just imagine that would be the last thing that you would want to do.
Wait, what I'm going through? What are you talking about? I'm at a great stage right now. I'm starting a new job. Why wouldn't it be a good time for me to date you?
Well, I mean, because you're pregnant?
What?
I know I'm not supposed to know. I know you didn't want anyone in the office knowing, but someone told me, and I know it's supposed to be a secret. And
wait. Oh, my God. I'm not pregnant.
What? You're not pregnant?
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe you thought I was pregnant.
Hello? Oh,
that is awkward.
That's really awkward.
Who else is on the phone, Cassidy?
Hi, Peter.
Hey, what's up, Peter? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. You ever heard of it?
Sorry, no. What is
yes,
that?
No,
no need to say
matter.
Sorry at all.
Yeah.
Peter, we're calling you today because we do, well, Cassidy's calling you today because she's been interested in dating you for a while, but feels like she's been friend zoned. And apparently the reason is because you thought she's pregnant.
Oh my God. Wow. This is different.
I think the pregnancy is probably a little bit more shocking than us even being on the phone.
Yeah, seriously. You think I'm pregnant? What the hell? Who told you that?
That's unimportant. That's neither here nor there.
No, I think that's really important to her. That's
probably I have a right to know.
I'm sorry. I just don't think I should say who it was. And obviously, I mean, they're wrong. They're dumb. They don't even know what they were talking about. So.
Wait, what? Why would they think that she's pregnant? What did they say?
They just said you were pregnant. We were just in the break room, and they just said it. They said you were pregnant. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to bring something like that up on the fly to you.
Well, hold on. You just believed them? Like, what gave you any inclination that I was pregnant? You've been hanging out with me for months.
It wasn't any, like, you know, major things or anything like that. But I don't know. Whenever we hang out, like, you're not really drinking or you kind of stay away from coffee. You're eating pretty healthy. I've never seen you on a trampoline.
What?
On a trampoline.
Don't you guys go?
Do babies just fall out if you're on a trampoline? I mean, they must, huh?
And when you go hang out, you're like picking up dry cleaning. When is she going to drink and get on a trampoline?
Yeah.
I don't know. And just other stuff, too. The weight gain.
What?
Let's play that again. That's
what?
Sure.
Oh God!
Probably not even brought that one up, Peter.
Oh man!
Peter, are you an idiot?
Hey, hold on. No, okay, I'm not saying that you've gotten big or anything like that. That's not what I'm putting.
Except
out
you said she's gained weight. I think that's what that means.
Oh my God! I've been really busy. I haven't had as much time to work out.
You still look fine. You're very
fine.
Beautiful.
I look fine.
Oh my gosh, Cassidy.
Yeah, exactly. You're just digging that ditch deeper, Peter.
Dude, Cassidy, are you pissed right now? I'd be pissed.
Well, she sounds pissed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't even know you noticed that. I've just been really busy. It's been a weird time lately, and oh my God.
Well, sometimes when you're pregnant, things get weird, you know, Cassidy?
Wow.
You can't blame yourself for that.
I am so sorry, Cassidy. I don't even know why I said that. I especially don't know why I said that on the radio.
Oh, God.
Cassidy, is there like another woman in the office that is out to get you or wants to get with Peter? Like, why would someone start that rumor?
I have no idea. I didn't think I had any enemies. I'm pretty nice, generally.
Or maybe there's another guy that has a crush on you and he's like trying to stop Peter from getting too close.
Oh my God, that is the worst possible way.
Right?
None of that matters. So what I've gathered so far, you're not pregnant?
Gathered?
No.
You just picked that up?
I am not pregnant. Oh, my God. Okay. And I can't believe you thought I was this whole time.
Well, Cassidy, after all this, do you still want to go out with him?
Yeah. I feel like despite this moment, I think that we get along really well. And if you can get past my phantom baby, maybe... You know.
I mean, Peter, were you ever attracted to her before you thought she was knocked up?
Well, yeah, of course. She's definitely very lovely and really nice and cool and really easy to work with and hang out with. When I found out about all of this, I took that part out of the equation. It's just...
Well, can you put that part back in the equation, please? Because I'm really interested.
Well, look, 5 minutes ago, I thought you were expecting a baby, and now all of a sudden, like you're not pregnant. I mean, I guess you were not pregnant the whole time. But I mean, I think I maybe need a little bit to kind of process all of this. This is kind of weird, right? I just need a second.
All right, you take your second. I'll use that second to go lose some weight.
Oh, yeah. No, Cassidy, you're gorgeous.
You
don't listen to him.
Yeah, we haven't
him.
Seen Cassidy. We don't know that for
yes,
sure. Never seen her.
So
can't
awful.
Really judge.
Oh my God.
All right, so you're going to think about it. And then, Cassidy, you're still open to going out with him, though, if he decides that he can get past the fact that he thought you were pregnant when you weren't actually pregnant at all.
I mean, yeah.
It should be an easy thing to get over, Peter.
Yeah, and Peter, you've got to remember, you've got a girl here that is letting you slide on calling her basically fat.
Yeah.
And assuming that she was knocked up. I mean, she's letting that go. Like, I sounds like a pretty good person to start something with to me.
I can't believe she is,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's a good point. But this is still the weirdest phone conversation ever. So I think
all right, well, take your time and think about it, and then give us an update, because I'm sure everybody would want to know what happens if you guys actually do go out.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. No pressure or anything.
Right? Can't be any more pressure than thinking that she was pregnant and wanted to go out with you.